This is Civil Discourse, a public affairs production of Gila Mimbres Community Radio and KURU 89.1 FM. I'm your host, Jamie Newton. My guests at this candidates roundtable are four of the seven candidates for Grant County Commissioner in Districts 3, 4, and 5 in the 2016 general election. I welcome the candidates by district, Alicia K. Edwards, Democrat, District 3. Welcome to Civil Discourse.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
And Henry Tortis, Republican, candidate in District 3. Welcome to Civil Discourse.
Thank you, Jamie.
Marilyn Jean Alcorn, Democrat, District 4. Welcome.
Thanks, Jamie, for having us here today.
And Harry Francis Brown, Democrat, District 5. Welcome.
Thanks, Jamie. I'd rather be outside on this gorgeous day, but I appreciate the opportunity.
I want our listeners to know that I made every effort to include the other three candidates in this roundtable, which I scheduled at the one time that was available to all candidates who responded to my initial invitation. Billy Billings, Republican candidate in District 4, had a previous campaign commitment. Harry Peacock, Republican candidate in District 5, said he was not available. Deanne Bencomo, the Democratic write-in candidate in District 5, initially planned to participate, but then discovered just last week that she would need to be out of town. I regret that those three candidates were not able to be present. And Henry Tortis, thank you for your willingness to be the lone Republican at a roundtable with three Democrats.
I feel like a sheepherder at a cattle growers convention.
Thank you for that clarification. Opening statements in 3 minutes or less. Please tell our listeners why you are seeking the office of Grant County Commissioner. What motivates you? What values and qualifications do you bring to this office? And what do you hope to achieve? It will be helpful if you also make clear to listeners just what a commissioner does and does not do, the responsibilities and limitations of the office you're seeking. I would like to begin going in the order of districts and alphabetically. Alicia Edwards, Democrat for District 3.
Thanks, Jamie. From my first job facing shelves in my mom's pharmacy to being the president and CEO of a multi-million dollar company that I helped build, my life has gifted me with a broad range of skills and capacities that would make me a well-qualified commissioner. I moved to Silver City 12 and a half years ago. I own a home here, owned a small business for a number of years, patronized locally owned businesses whenever possible, spent nearly 11 years as the director of a local nonprofit, donate and invest my hard-earned money in local organizations and causes I believe in. When I went to work for the Volunteer Center in 2006 and realized that poverty was the underlying cause of much of the need for volunteer assistance, we started a series of community conversations about how to end hunger and poverty in Grant County. In partnership with many, many community members, I helped create the Commons and the Nuevos Comienzos Community Kitchen and Small Business Incubator at 501 East 13th Street here in Silver City. The Volunteer Center provided emergency cash assistance to over 250 low-income women and ran a program that helped 20 people start small businesses, sent 6 people to accredited institutions of higher learning, and helped 3 families buy homes. The Volunteer Center serves an average of 1,000 low-income families a month and has provided over 10 million meals to hungry children, seniors, and families in Grant County in the last 8 years, including the weekend backpack program for kids that don't get enough to eat on the weekends and the first ever mobile food pantry in the mining district organized to serve the families suffering from the 2008 mine layoff. I'm a founding member of the Grant County Food Policy Council, the Grant County Community Foundation, the New Mexico Collaboration to End Hunger. Currently, I am the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities Coordinator for Grant County and serve on the Health Council and the Southwest Regional Food Policy Council. I am passionate about justness, both personally and professionally, a visionary that gets things done, and a committed public servant. Thank you.
Thank you, Alicia Edwards, Democrat for District 3. Henry Tortis, Republican, also a candidate for District 3.
I am a Grant County native who returned to Grant County in 1979 as District Inspector for the New Mexico Livestock Board, retiring in 1996 as Area Supervisor. My business experience in Grant County includes ownership and management of an alternative energy management firm and 14 years as an associate real estate broker in the Silver City-Grant County area. My civic involvement has included 2 terms on the Silver City Museum Board, 4 years on the board of the Silver City Grand County Chamber of Commerce, 4 years on the board of Cliff Hela Grand County Fair Board, membership in the Fort Bayard Historical Society, and a longtime member of Farm Bureau and charter member of Grand County Area Cattle Growers. I served 2 consecutive terms on our county commission from 2001 to 2004, from 2005 to 2008. During this period, the commission addressed and solved some serious financial and administrative issues, floated a bond issue, and bought land for the new detention center, kept Fort Bayard Hospital in Grant County, and purchased the Old Stream Building for a conference center. As your commissioner, I will ask my fellow commissioners to support on the following issues: sufficient funding and resources for county departments to do their job, thereby ensuring health, safety, and welfare for the citizens of Grand County. Since District 3 includes much of Silver City, I will ask continuation to improve working relationships with town government, continued support of existing businesses, including mining, ranching, farming, tourism, and other small businesses, to continue to involve Grand County in state and federal agency policies that impact Grand County, continued maintenance and improvement of county roads, county buildings, county facilities, without any unneeded additions or expenses, to continue to respect and enhance our diverse cultural heritage, and to comply with the provisions of the Arizona Water Settlements Act. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry Torres, candidate in District 3. Marilyn Alcorn, Democrat for District 4.
Well, I want to thank KURU for inviting me to this forum and for Alicia Edwards, Harry Brown, and Henry Torres for participating this evening. And thank you, Jamie, for leading the discussion. During my time canvassing throughout my district, I have discovered many people have questions about what a county commissioner actually does. So I consulted the New Mexico County Commissioner Handbook to provide a few of the answers. Hopefully, it will make the discussion this evening a little more meaningful to those listening. The handbook says counties serve as administrative units or extensions of the state on a local basis. Counties had a general purpose of assessing and collecting property taxes for the state, enforcing laws, running elections, managing records, maintaining roads. While the county continues to fulfill all of these responsibilities, county government has transformed into a vital resource for the constituencies they have been created to serve. There are 3 vital roles that the county plays. Serve as an administrative unit of the state, provide and maintain vital services for their constituents, especially those living in non-urban areas, and provide innovative and entrepreneurial leadership that will help to further enhance the lives of those they serve. It is this 3rd charge to a county commissioner that I would like to address. I believe a great deal of misinformation has surrounded these ideals, and these principles have become the object of much debate during this election. The idea that innovation and entrepreneurial thinking, or in my words, what I describe as progressive thinking, are somehow wrong, misinformed, or just plain bad, goes against what the New Mexico County Commissioner's Handbook states as a vital role of a county commissioner. Somehow we outsiders are the only ones, it seems, that are accused of bringing to the table this innovative, entrepreneurial, or as I call it, progressive leadership. I do not believe that I or the other Democratic candidates have a corner on the innovative, entrepreneurial, or progressive leadership market. And I look forward to hearing some of those ideas from Mr. Torres tonight, and from the other county commission candidates who were unable to attend this discussion this evening in the future forums that are currently being scheduled. I hope to address during this discussion some of my ideas around improving senior services, reducing the number of inmates being held in the county detention facility, creating new green energy jobs, and ways to grow Grant County while protecting this wonderful place we call home.
Thank you, Marilyn Alcorn, Democrat for District 4. Harry Brown, Democrat for District 5.
Thank you, Jamie. My wife and I and our two young sons moved here from the big city of Albuquerque in 1996 because we felt this would be a much better place to raise our children, to have a family. And we were right. This has been a great place to raise a family. What I've done since we've moved here has pretty much all been related to improving lives here for families, improving life for families. Some of the things that occur to me that I've done in that regard started with perhaps the build of the Penny Park. I've seen a number of opportunities, and that was one of them, to enhance life for families. The Penny Park build, I served as a site captain, took a week from my job, and supervised a week's worth of construction. It took us about 4 weeks to build that park. And prior to that, I was very active in raising funds to make it happen. Another thing that drew us here was the food co-op, and I've contributed a lot of time to the food co-op. I was on the board. I was the president of the board, the treasurer, secretary. It's a great institution. Helps us with eating healthy, provides a locus for community activities, and we felt welcomed immediately upon arrival here by the food co-op. Another area I felt could be improved was how this area was not protecting its groundwater as well as I thought it could. And that relates perhaps not so much to the lives of current families as to future generations, but that's, of course, worth keeping in mind as well. In 1991, the state had passed quite a good mining act, but then it dawdled, and the state did nothing to enforce it, or did very little to enforce it, some of its provisions. So I got together with some other community members and co-founded Gila Resources Information Project with an eye to forcing the state to enforce the regulations, the rules and regulations of that mining act. That was quite contentious, quite an interesting period of my life. But at the end of it, it felt very worth it because what we've seen are hundreds of acres that have already been reclaimed. A bond in place and financial assurance in other forms as well that guarantee that taxpayers won't have to bear the burden of cleaning up after the mines when the mines leave. Now, I don't know when they'll leave, but we all know they will at some point, and the country's littered with mines that left without fulfilling their ethical obligations. Another thing I did in seeing that there wasn't an adequate educational system for our children, not meeting the needs that we saw for our kids, was to help found Aldo Leopold Charter School. And for the last 12 years, I've been a teacher and business manager there and feel very proud of what Aldo has made possible for families in Grant County. Thank you.
Harry Brown, Democrat for District 5. Thank you very much. You are listening to a roundtable for candidates for Grant County Commission in the 2016 general election. Civil discourse will return after a break. Welcome back to Civil Discourse, a roundtable for candidates for Grant County Commissioner in the 2016 general election. And candidates, the first question I'd like to ask you is this. If you are elected, what will be your top two or three priorities for Grant County, and how will you pursue those goals? I'd like to begin with you, Harry Brown, Democrat for District 5. Two minutes each, please.
My top priority, Jamie, as I've mentioned at a number of fora, is getting the county out of the CAP entity that is the body that is promoting the diversion of Gila River water. The county no longer is able to directly stop this travesty, but I believe that pulling out of the CAP entity will send a very strong message to potential financiers of that project that the county is not backing this. There are all sorts of reasons for my desire to end it, and in fact, I never got in my introductory statement to the fact that what drove me to run for this office primarily was the commission's decision to join the CAP entity in the first place. So that's priority one. I think priority two is diversifying our economic base. Another piece I didn't get to in the opening statement was the fact that I've seen dozens of graduates of Aldo Leopold Charter School leave the community. Some have come back, but many have not. And providing good economic opportunities for young families I see as something I'd certainly like to see happen in Grant County. I believe we're squandering an opportunity right now to take advantage of our solar and wind resources, which are abundant, and to hopefully create jobs in those areas. I think that will boost economic activity in the area directly by providing those jobs, but also indirectly by keeping money circulating here rather than sending it out of this region. A third area I would have to say is shoring up what we've got going on at the Corrections Institute. I think that the detention center is a potential legal liability for the county, and I'd like to see us work on an improving situation there.
And that was Harry Brown, candidate for District 5. Marilyn Alcorn for District 4.
My emphasis has been all along the senior population and improving senior services. And that is also a way in which I see us getting a lot of economic development bang for our buck, because seniors are 25% of our over 65 and older population in the county. And I believe that bringing in services, expanding senior services, along with bringing in more specialty providers to the hospital, will help drive the economy. We have a university which has a nursing program. We have a lot of other departments within the university where students need experiences with their programming, and senior services is one very large area that those students can also get some of those experiential opportunities. Another one of my areas of interest, as was stated by Harry, is the incarceration numbers at our detention center. I believe that we're on the wrong path when we are putting people in a revolving door situation through the detention facility because of drug and alcohol addictions or mental health issues. I believe that our Tucasa facility that's slated to be built soon will be one of those areas that will help us divert some of these folks away from the jail situation and will bring better services through the community. Broadband expansion is another area that I'm interested in. I think it's going to help us with bringing entrepreneurial workers from home and also help businesses and some of our, even the hospital, with some of the data consumption broadband with that's required for the data that they're requiring them to carry.
Thank you, Marilyn Alcorn, District 4. Henry Torres, Republican for District 3.
Would you repeat the question, please?
Yes. If you're elected, what will be your top two or three priorities for Grant County, and how will you pursue those goals?
There are many needs in Grant County. There's many places where the county can participate as a participant and not necessarily an administrator or part of the solution or part of creating the problem. But certainly, which includes education, medical, economic development, but the primary purpose of a county commissioner is the financial health of county government. Nothing else is more important than maintaining a financial health of county government in order to provide funding for the departments that run our county, the tax assessor, the treasurer, where the money is generated, where the money is collected. Of course, the clerk, recorder, the sheriff's office for health, safety, and welfare has got to be funded. Their employees need to be better paid than competing agencies within the county, or we continue to lose good officers to the municipalities in the county. Certainly, for District 3, cooperation with town government is vital, since most of the population in District 3 is within the town limits of Silver City, so cooperation with the town government is vital, and I would encourage my fellow commissioners, administrative staff, to work closely with the town government. Fire prevention is important. Law enforcement is important. Maintenance of facilities and roads and buildings is important. So those would be my priorities.
Thank you, Henry Torres, candidate for District 3. Alicia Edwards, Democrat for District 3.
My number one issue or of interest is economic prosperity. And the reason I think of it as prosperity as opposed to economic development is I think the things that we need to do around the economy are not just create jobs for jobs' sakes, but to create prosperity for families. I'd like to see the creation of an Office of Economic Vitality and Community Resiliency. The reason for this would be to really focus on the kinds of things that we need to do in order to develop the economy of Grant County. And I think vitality, I choose that word vitality because it's an important, the idea of economy is, a vital economy is critically important in thinking about what kinds of economy we want to attract here, what is going to keep our community healthy and well prepared for the future. Community resiliency is also a big part of the vitality of a community. When stressful things happen in our community, such as mine layoffs, etc., we have to have a plan for resiliency. I'd like to see us focus on outdoor recreation. I think the kinds of things that could happen under outdoor recreation are limited only by our imagination. I'd like to see us continue to build relationships with the municipalities in the county and really develop the idea of the county being a leader in terms of partnerships and relationships. And another area I'd like to focus on is openness and transparency of our local government.
Thank you, Alicia Edwards, candidate for District 3. Next question has to do with managing the county government. In your view, what is the proper role of the commission in the management of Grant County government? Can commissioners promote effectiveness, efficiency, responsiveness to citizens, good working conditions, and fair compensation to employees? And I'd like to begin, Henry Torres, with you. Henry Torres, Republican candidate for District 3.
The county commission is an elected body, acts as a board of directors comparable to a private entity. It's their business to manage the county's, primarily the budget, hire competent administrative people to do the administrative work of the county, specifically a county manager to oversee the various departments within the county. It's imperative that county commission work together as a team, work with the other elected officials, the treasurer, the assessor. They're the people that generate the income for the county, that disperse the income for the county. It's imperative that county commission work with these people, that they insist that administrative people under the county manager's direction work together and work with the elected officials and absolutely maintain an open relationship with everybody in the county, not just the voters in their respective districts, but throughout the entire county.
Thank you, Henry Torres, candidate for District 3. And Alicia Edwards, Democrat for District 3.
So I think the role of the county commission, as Mr. Torres said, is similar to how a nonprofit works. The board of directors or the the Board of Commissioners, I think, provides a strategic vision and direction for the county. They do have the role of hiring the county manager, but I think the critical role of the commission is to provide a vision and direction for where the county needs to go. I think that one of the things that is critically important about that strategic vision and direction is the relationships between the commissioners, so working together as a team, the relationship between the commissioners and the county manager and the administrative staff of the county. I also think that a big part of the strategic vision and direction of the county is related to how open and transparent county government is, both with staff and with the citizens. We have an incredibly diverse and amazing group of people who live in Grant County that I think as informed and concerned citizens can help county government with this goal of having a strategic vision and direction. One of the reasons why I made the decision to run for county commissioner is because I think it is very, very important to have a vision of what we want to be in the future. Who are we going to be as a county in the future? And I think the commissioners have a critical role to play in that vision.
Thank you, Alicia Edwards, Democratic candidate for District 3. Harry Brown, Democrat for District 5.
So, not surprisingly, I see much the same as Alicia. Setting a vision, keeping our eyes on the horizon, that's the big function of the commission. On a more day-to-day basis, I think providing valuable feedback to the county manager. The county manager has the job of managing the different departments, coordinating their activities, and we provide a crucial piece of feedback between our constituents and the work that those departments get done. I think that there's a tendency among county commissioners in the last, well, I've only been here 2 decades, so the last couple decades, to focus on department heads who give regular reports. I would like to make it a point to frequently visit the people who are actually doing the work. We've been invited on ride-alongs with the sheriff. I would certainly like with the sheriff deputies to do that, to get a good feel for what they experience. Visit county road crews, see what they're doing, and keep the focus on what they need to do their jobs. You asked us what we can do to make things efficient, and I think that's something that we can do. They not always clear to me that what they see on the ground gets transmitted to the county manager, and the manager needs that information in order to do her job of providing direction to the department heads. I think Mr. Torres mentioned county finances. Of course, keeping those in good shape is crucial to the efficient functioning of the county government. I think my time is about up. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Harry Brown. And Marilyn Alcorn for District 4.
Well, as I stated in the very beginning, I think that having the vision, having those ideas, being problem solvers are very important things that the county commission needs to do. I think that being open and accessible to our county residents, hearing their concerns, helping where we can. I know a lot of people think we have a lot more to do with many things than what the county commission actually does, but that doesn't mean that we can't hear that concern and try to direct that resident to the appropriate entity, whether it's another municipality, some other type of governmental agency that can help them with their concern. I think from my perspective, that's the role I would like to play in the seat, is hearing the concerns, proactively working on them, doing what the county is allowed to do, and then giving the information out where other help can be given for those concerns that don't fall underneath the county commission. I also think that getting around the commission in the administrative building, meeting all of the people who are actually working for the county, understanding the expectations and the roles that they play, and being that face listening also there is very important, honoring the job that they're doing for us and helping us do our job better. So I guess my main thing is being accessible, being open, being transparent in the role of a county commissioner.
Thanks, Marilyn Alcourt, District 4. You are listening to Civil Discourse. Please keep listening. We'll be back in a moment. If you've just tuned in, I'm Jamie Newton, and this is a Civil Discourse Roundtable for candidates for Grant County Commissioner in the 2016 general election. At the national and state levels in this campaign year, we observe extremes of antagonism and assaultive language between Democrats and Republicans, with obstructionist tactics that may block governments from meeting even urgent needs of the people they are meant to protect and serve. So I ask, do you perceive any such antagonism here in Grant County? And if elected, would you work toward cooperation across political divisions? And if so, how? I'd like to begin with Marilyn Alcorn, Democrat for District 4.
Well, we don't live in a utopian society, and obviously there are always going to be conflicts, disagreements, different points of view. But I think the important thing to remember is that all of us as county commissioners are asking for this job because we want to do the best that we can for the Grant County residents. And in that vein, I believe we need to be willing to work together, to find compromise, to work collaboratively on issues. And once I'm a commissioner, I am not a Democrat, and the others aren't the Republican. We are the commission for the county, for the residents, not just my district for people who may elect me, but for all county residents. So I believe it's extremely important that none of us dig our heels in on any given thing, and that we find the right way and the best way to serve all of the people of Grant County, irregardless of their political background, persuasion, or otherwise.
Thank you, Marilyn Alcorn, Democrat running for Commissioner in District 4. Next, Harry Brown, also a Democrat running for the seat in District 5.
So I think the big advantage we have in Grant County is our much smaller scale than some of the other venues that you mentioned, certainly than the national venue. People know us as people, as candidates. A lot of people do. And that reduces the effectiveness of inaccurate claims, I believe. I feel like this campaign has had some of that, and I'll come back in just a moment to that. But for the most part, has really been quite civil, and we've been able to explain our differences in perspectives at different fora and interviews like this, and to run on those differences. And this offers voters a chance to express their opinion, which to me has been refreshing. And if I lose, I certainly hope I lose because the people who voted didn't agree with my vision, not that they believed something false about me. One thing that I do want to mention, I think, has been the number of times it's been stated that I and other progressive candidates are anti-mining or anti-ranching. I received a flyer today from my opponent in which it is claimed that I have litigated against the mine at every opportunity, which, of course, is nonsense. I did work to make sure the state enforced environmental laws. I think all of us understand the role of regulation in economic life and in promoting public goods, public values. That is what I've been involved with, is trying to get our regulations enforced fairly and to end special treatment of the mine. I'm definitely not anti-mining. I think starting the charter school was a great example of working with people from different parties because it took Republicans and Democrats together to make Aldo Leopold happen. The charter school movement as a whole is remarkably diverse politically, and I'm happy to be part of that.
Thank you, Harry Brown, candidate for District 5. And next, Alicia Edwards, Democrat for District 3.
One of the most important things, I think, to the success of our community is collaborative relationships at every level of government, of organizations, of individuals. I think it's unfortunate that we can't just disagree on the merits of our positions as opposed to attacking people personally. I agree with Harry that I think that we're very fortunate in that because we are a small community, there is much less of that than there is on the state or national level. But I think the important thing to remember is that all of us running for office, I think, have at our heart the desire to serve our community, the community that we live in and appreciate, and that a key part of serving that community is to be able to talk reasonably about our differences, figure out ways to compromise if necessary, listen carefully to what everyone's opinion is, and to make the best decisions that we possibly can based on what we know to be true. I would like to just, I think, close by saying I've heard this from every candidate that the most important thing to them is to work together as a team and as a commission. And the only way to do that is to make a commitment to ourselves that disagreement is not personal. It is about the issues and figuring out how to communicate on the issues, not on personal attributes.
Thanks, Alicia Edwards, candidate for District 3. Henry Torres, Republican candidate for District 3.
Jamie, I'll ask you to repeat the question again. It's been a long time since I heard it.
It is whether you notice the kind of antagonism between Republicans and Democrats in Grant County that we see at the state and national levels, and if elected, would you work toward cooperation across political divisions, and if so, how?
Answer to your first question, absolutely not. There's not been any discomfort out there as far as antagonism or downplaying our opponents. I can tell you that, like any other governing body, whether it be civil, nonprofit, or political, a board is a team, and they've got to work as a team. Boards are normally made up of an odd number to create a balance, to have a balance in it. So there's no way that a county commission can be effective, represent the entire county, represent their constituents within their district. There's no way that they can be effective without the cooperation of the majority of that governing body. I would be amiss to say that there won't be disagreements, because there will be, as there is in every other board or committee or commission that any of us have belonged to. So absolutely, it's not a political issue. It's a team effort that has to be played as a team by every member.
Thank you, Henry Torres, Republican candidate for commissioner in District 3. The next question is a little complicated. It concerns the proposed 4-mill property tax levy for our local hospital. And since I'd like all of you to have an opportunity to answer without interruption, we'll go to our next break now. Folks, please come back to Civil Discourse. This is an important issue before us and our roundtable for candidates for county commission. Welcome back to Civil Discourse, our candidates roundtable for commissioner. Gila Regional Medical Center is a nonprofit hospital operated by Grant County for the benefit of residents in and near the county. It is seeking a 4-mill property tax levy, and that amounts to $4 per $1,000 of assessed value for 4 years, starting next year, 2017, for the operation and maintenance of the hospital. That proposal is on the ballot. The question is to candidates, do you encourage voters to vote for or against this tax increase? Why or why not? And I would like to begin with Alicia Edwards, Democrat, seeking a seat in District 3, please.
So the economic value of the hospital is huge to this community. Somewhere between $90 and $100 million a year, over 700 employees. It's a critical piece of the economic picture of Grant County. I've met a number of times with Brian Cunningham on this topic. I've heard him talk about it in a number of different venues. I think that Brian and his staff has given a lot of very careful thought to this idea and to the reasons why it is necessary. I think it's important for voters to hear Brian and hear what he has to say about it. And I think that if you talk with Brian about this topic or any other topic related to the hospital, there is absolutely no doubt that he is completely and totally committed to the success of the hospital. One of the concerns that I have is that it doesn't just take equipment and facilities to attract quality medical personnel, and that is one of the issues that the hospital is facing. It takes other things in the community. It takes other amenities in the community to attract people. We're in a big pickle on this because of state-caused taxation issues around the hold harmless, et cetera. And so the communities are being forced to increase taxes to cover basic needs and not having the opportunity to increase taxes for things that we may need, such as economic development. So I think that there are some complicated issues around this. And I just advise voters to think very carefully about this very complex issue.
Thanks, Alicia Edwards. Henry Torres, Republican for District 3.
I think it's absolutely vital that the community, Grant County, Silver City, the mining communities, vote yes on this bond issue. As Alicia said, it is one of our largest employers. It's the fourth largest employer in Grant County. It's vital to the health of four counties. It's vital to the welfare of the medical profession. Without this hospital, there are many medical folks that would not be here. There's a downside to it, and that's the expense it's going to be to the average homeowner. And it affects our senior citizens, many who are on a limited income, a fixed income, that this may create, this extra $4 million tax will create a disadvantage to them. But I feel it's absolutely vital that this hospital be supported, this bond issue be favored, and that the community support the hospital, support their programs, use it whenever practical. Having said that, it's along a little different line. It's critical that the county commission appoint the right qualified people to the board of trustees at Hedler Regional Medical Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry Torres, District 3. Marilyn Alcorn, candidate for District 4.
Obviously, no one wants to see their taxes be raised. But on the other hand, no one wants to see the hospital fail. I know when I moved here, one of the big draws was looking and seeing that there was a regional medical facility in Silver City. It was a very big deciding factor. I also know that with our burgeoning and ever-growing senior population, A thriving, vital hospital is an absolute necessity. We already have a lot of problems in the specialty providers area where seniors are still having to leave the area to get those services. But for general, everyday incidences, many of which are things as simple as falling, breaking a hip, those types of things, we do have emergent, immediate care for our loved ones. So on that note, I have to feel that supporting this mill levy is probably the right thing to do. I am aware, however, there will be those who will be negatively impacted by that, and there again is that very same senior population on limited and fixed incomes who may be more impacted than others who perhaps can better afford that tax levy. So I think you have to look into your own hearts, into the own needs that you have, and do what is best for all of Grant County.
Thanks, Marilyn Alcorn, District 4. Harry Brown, Democrat for District 5.
Well, it seems like we have a good example of cross-party agreement here. I also strongly support the 4-mill levy. I think that some of the economic benefits that have only been alluded to of a top-quality hospital are the benefits of having professionals and young families that are considering moving here feel secure in the health care they're going to get. I think second to education, that health care is extremely important in exactly that decision. I think that we should look also at the fact that the hospital provides public goods that are not billable. There are some things it does as a service to county residents that are not compensated in any way, and I have greatly appreciated that it does that, and I'm willing to pay for that. Right now, I'm not. This mill levy would be the first tax that I've had to pay. Otherwise, I just pay for services I've received. And let's look at the value of the tax. On a $100,000 house, it's roughly $130 because the taxable value of that house is only $33,000. So roughly $130 per year. Well, if you have to go to Las Cruces or to Albuquerque once in maybe 2 or 3 years because a service isn't provided here, you have spent more on wear and tear on your car, on finding lodging and food while you're on the road, than this tax would charge you. So I don't think it's an unreasonable amount. And last, I think what this comes down to for a lot of voters, and for me, is whether we trust the hospital leadership or not. We don't have the ability ourselves to go in and see if they're doing things exactly the way they should be doing things in the most cost-effective way possible. I did not have faith in the previous management of the hospital. I was glad when there was a vote of no confidence on the commission's part. I do have faith in the current administration, and that leads me to think that this money will not be squandered. It will be well spent on shoring up facilities that are quite old, 30-some years old by now, and that need replacement and upgrades. So I support the mill levy. Thank you.
Thank you, Harry Brown. We'll go now to closing statements, and looking at the clock that's facing me, I'll ask you, although I said 2 minutes, if you can be a little more concise than that, perhaps a minute and a half. I'd like to begin with Henry Torres, please, Republican seeking the seat in District 3.
I would tell the voters of Grant County that I would ask my fellow commissioners to improve our relationship with the town of Silver City and the mining district communities, to maintain and improve county buildings and facilities and roads without unneeded expenses, respect private property rights, do economic development only as long as it is complementary to our limited resources, such as water, open space, and land use, and involving county government and federal and state agency issues that impact Grant County. And most importantly, to strive to always maintain the financial health of Grant County, I propose to ask my fellow commissioners, in complete cooperation with Western New Mexico University, the town of Silver City, the mining district communities, Gila Regional Center, Fort Bayard Medical Center, and our new conference center, and to devote what resources the county may have to improve mental health issues and attract qualified providers such as psychiatrists and other people involved in mental health. plus to comply with the provisions of the Arizona Water Settlements Act. Thank you.
Thank you, Henry Torres. And we will go next to Alicia Edwards, Democrat for District 3.
I think that it's critical that we have a county commission that works together as a team, that is accessible, transparent, supportive of county staff. It builds relationships with the other entities within the county and provides a strategic vision and direction that looks at our future with hope and the goal of creating prosperity for all families in Grant County. Thank you.
Thank you, Alicia Edwards, candidate for District 3. Harry Brown, Democrat, District 5.
The world's changing around us, Jamie. Change, in fact, is the only constant in life. And I don't believe that our county commission has kept pace with those changes. I think that we can take advantage of better technologies in clean energy. I think we can take advantage of better technologies in broadband service, which we have hardly even touched on at this forum. I think the current commission has sometimes acted as if we're still in the 1900s. We need to begin diversifying, not just talk about diversifying. And I think I'm the candidate that can help make that happen. I think that my track record has shown that I can do that in innovation, in environmental services, and in educational services. And I also think that we need to look at changing wage structures. Around the country, communities are adopting higher minimum wages, and we haven't even started to talk about that here in Grant County. Two counties in New Mexico have already done that, plus two cities. I think we need a committee of citizens to look at whether we can do that. You asked earlier about wages for our county workers. I think they do need to be improved, but I think that's true for county residents as a whole, and that's one of the things in my platform that I wanted to bring up at the end. So thank you again for this opportunity.
Thank you, Harry Brown, candidate for District 5. Marilyn Alcorn, Democrat for District 4.
The job of county commissioner is not an easy one. With continued reduction in state funding across many different budget areas, it is imperative that we find creative ways to balance the budget while still maintaining necessary county services. Even so, it is incumbent on our county commission to move the county forward through innovative problem solving, entrepreneurial thinking, and through engagement of the community who can help the commission envision what the Grant County of our future looks like. Will it be a place of prosperity for all its residents? Will the highs and lows of the global economy and the uncertainty of Mother Nature's ways continue to make Grant County a cyclical bang or bust economy? Or will we find ways to honor what we have been and are now while still being open to what we can become so that all residents of Grant County can achieve that long sought after prosperity? Please visit me on www.marilynforgrantcounty.com or email me at marilynforgrantcounty@gmail.com or follow me on Facebook. And please feel free to ask me any questions you may have or clarifications that you would like over any of tonight's discussion. Early voting has already begun. I ask for your vote for County Commission District 4, and thank you for tuning in this evening.
Thank you, Marilyn Alcorn. You've been listening to Civil Discourse, a public affairs production of Gila Mimbres Community Radio. This has been a roundtable with four of the seven candidates for Grant County Commissioner in the 2016 general election. In District 3, Democrat Alicia Edwards and Republican Henry Torres. District 4, Democrat Marilyn Alcorn. District 5, Harry Brown. Thanks to all of you for joining us on Civil Discourse. Really appreciate your being here.
Thank you, Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
There are, of course, a number of questions I would have loved to ask and you would have loved to hear the answers to. On our website, we will post a link to the information that is public on the webpage of the Secretary of State of New Mexico with the contact information for each of the candidates. So if you wish, voters may contact candidates, request dialogue, talk to the candidates about their views on the issues that matter most to you. I'd like to thank our audio engineer, Kyle Johnson, and all the members and supporters of Gila Mimbres Community Radio. This is a community radio station answerable to, dependent upon, those of you who value the programming that we give you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are grateful for your support, and we are building a foundation for stability so that this radio station, for years to come, can give you, we hope your children and your grandchildren, the kind of programming that you've heard here tonight and that you hear every day on Gila Mimbres Community Radio and KURU 89.1 FM. Thank you so much for listening. For Gila Mimbres Community Radio and KURU, I'm your host, Jamie Newton.